Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. In an update from Pine Valley Community Village, it has been announced that the water supply has been tested and confirmed safe for all uses following recent concerns regarding the presence of bacteria in the system. The most recent water testing, completed in collaboration with local public health authorities and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, shows no detectable bacteria and the water is fully compliant with all state and federal safety standards. Effective immediately, residents, staff, and visitors may safely use the facility's water for drinking, cooking, and hygiene. During the precautionary period, Pine Valley took immediate action to ensure the safety and comfort of all residents, including providing bottled water for drinking and hygiene needs, coordinating with environmental health and public utility experts, conducting system flushing and disinfection in accordance with state guidelines, and completing multiple rounds of laboratory testing to confirm water safety. Pine Valley is grateful for the patience and understanding of its residents, families, and staff during this time. The health and safety of our residents are always the top priority. The water supply will continue to be monitored as part of its ongoing commitment to safety and regulatory compliance. A community forum was held in Richland Center last week to update residents about the Richland School District, Simons Recreation Complex, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. Steve Board serves as the Richland School District Administrator. He is happy with how the partnership with the city and county have made a positive impact on the school district.
We've worked very closely with the City of Richland Center a few years ago in establishing our community resource officer program. Working with Chief Jones and the city administrator and the mayor and the city council to have a community resource officer in our schools makes our schools much more safe. It makes our schools a place where students and staff have a connection with the law enforcement. So often there are families and children where their only interaction with law is negative. And so by having someone right there in our schools that can work with students in a positive way, it's just been wonderful. We're also currently working with the city on Hive Drive. The school district owned Hive Drive for several years leading up to the high school. That was transferred over to the city. And we're working closely with the city and trying to get a sidewalk and lights going up Hive Drive to be able to connect the sidewalk from Highway 14 at the intersection all the way up to the high school property. I think that that's a great win if that can come to fruition. We've also worked very closely with the county as it relates to the MOU that we have for our gym space and our fields next to the high school. We had a shortage of gym space, and so having that MOU in place and having a place for our students to be able to go and practice after school activities and have the space adjacent to the gymnasium available as well is a tremendous win. We're also working very closely with Simons on trying to get all of our third graders to get some swimming lessons yet this school year. And that's a collaboration that would not happen if we wouldn't have the connections and the partnerships that we all have up here.
Board also gave an update on the capital improvements being done at the district thanks to residents who approved the referendum.
Primary school has had a lot of construction going on this past summer. We did a lot of parking lot work and exterior work, new bus loops, new parent pickups. That seems to be going very well. Air conditioning was installed. There's four kindergarten classrooms that, if you remember, they were sinking. In fact, the walls were literally 8 to 12 inches pulled away from the rafters, okay? And so that was part of what we needed to fix. And so those four classrooms were demolished, removed, dug down 12 feet, replaced bad soil with good soil, built the foundation back up. That was scheduled to be done somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We had a little bit of a setback here right before school started. There was an accident with some trusses that were being set, fell and collapsed. Fortunately, just so fortunate that no one got seriously injured with that, but it did set us back a couple of weeks. So we're aiming a little bit more towards the first part of December or into the Christmas break to be able to move those kindergarten classrooms back into the newly developed classrooms. At the intermediate school, the majority of the work that is getting done there will happen next summer. There is some work that happened this summer as it related to just some infrastructure during the school year. They're going to be working on remodeling the restrooms. They've added a restroom down on the south end of the building near the gymnasium. And then once that is fully up and running, which should be around November 1st, then they will be able to systematically and strategically shut down other restrooms throughout the building, one at a time, to be able to renovate those. So by the time the school year is over, we're hoping to have all of the restrooms completed. But the vast majority of the things that are happening at the intermediate school will happen next summer. High school, some upgrades to our auditorium. We're working out a timeline for that right now. That's a very specific skill set. And so we're hoping to try to get some of the work done during the school year, working around not only the concerts and events that our school district has, but also the events that our community is used to having in our auditorium. We want to make sure that we can accommodate as many or all of them if possible. So we're working with the contractors to try to get as much of that done in between performances. And then again, the exterior and a lot of the restrooms will be done at the high school next summer.
Steve Board also shared good news about enrollment in the Richland School District after implementing some new programs.
When you take our graduating class from 2025 and you replace it with our 4K grades, we were going to be down 45 students. If everybody in our district just stayed where they were at, we were going to decline 45 students by graduating 45 students more than we were bringing in 4K. Our enrollment numbers on the third Friday count are plus 25 over 2425's number, which is a 70 student swing, 70 students that we were able to get back this school year. Our open enrollment out last year was 251 students choosing school elsewhere, 216. That's 35 students that we were able to live in our school district that we were able to get back to our school districts. That's about $200,000 of revenue, just to kind of put that in perspective.
While that is good news, Board said that they still have a long way to go. A UTV crash leads to an arrest. The Grant County Communications Center was notified of a single UTV crash with entrapment on County G near Old Blue River Road in Muscadet Township Friday night around 9. Sheriff's deputies, along with Muscadet Fire and Muscadet EMS units, were dispatched to the scene. When emergency crews arrived on scene, they learned the driver was trapped but not injured and had to be extricated from the UTV by the Muscadet Fire Department. During the investigation, it was determined that Leanne Loffenberg, 60 of Muscadet, was operating the UTV southbound on County G when she lost control of the UTV, causing it to roll onto its side into the ditch line. During the investigation, Loffenberg showed signs of impairment. As a result, Leanne Loffenberg was arrested for operating a UTV while under the influence of an intoxicant, first offense. Hundreds of citations and dozens of arrests at this year's Oktoberfest in La Crosse. La Crosse police confirmed Monday that they issued 229 citations and arrested 50 people over the weekend. Over half of those citations were for underage drinking. They also dealt with a 60-person fight, people stealing manhole covers, a person who fought with cops trying to arrest them, and someone who nearly fell into the Mississippi River. In total, the department handled over 1,100 calls for service, double their normal amount. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals are rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the sheriff's office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it's raised $100 million, less than 2 weeks after officially launching. In a statement, Tiffany said Democrats are propped up by Hollywood millionaires and coastal elites, while his campaign is building a grassroots movement in the state. The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Shulman had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission is on January 15th.